You're listening to Stranger Than. My name is Hera Chan, and this is a McGill Daily and CKUT collaboration. The words you will hear are by Ralph Haddad. The voice, E.K. Chan. The story is about a stranger Ralph saw in Beirut, in a cafe called Urbanista.
I was just off an exciting fresh buy. On my way to the coffee shop where you work, I bought an Egyptian Abdel Halim Hafez record off an elderly man whose son, I found out, lives in Toronto. I walked into your cafe feeling excited and wiping the sweat off my forehead, the result of a particularly humid Lebanese afternoon. Then you greeted me, a seemingly simple waiter wearing the regulation black Urbanista loose-fitting tee. But then I started to notice the smaller details. The tuft of your coiffed hair on top of your head was bleached, and the rest was shaved off. You smiled at me, a $1,000 smile, and I couldn't help but notice how charming you looked, your mustache and goatee perfectly framing your dark lips. Typical Beiruti complexion. Dark lips, dark skin. I hadn't expected to be so drawn in, I couldn't stop looking at you every time you passed by. I ordered a French press, a delicious brew. You smiled again and left. You took me by surprise when you looked back at me and half-grinned. You made me blush. Or maybe that was just you being kind to the customer. One always gets carried away. You move effortlessly, in an aura of your own, in a world of your own. You walk and you move your hips to and fro, slowly and flirtatiously. You bat your eyes at the cute guy who just walked in, and I can't help but feel a tinge of jealousy wash over me. I ask for the Wi-Fi password. Come back to me. Come back in my universe and your mind for the foreseeable future. You lean over me, and with only your index finger, type in each password character at a time into my laptop. And now your fingerprints are my own. Why do I have to feel possessive of you? You don't work for me. All you did was take my order and our time together was up. I keep observing you, hoping you'll look my way again. You're not like the others, and you probably make all your customers feel special. Maybe that's your game. You come over and peek at the record I just bought, and you laugh again. Jesus, just say something. I feel like a child. Your obvious flamboyant femininity would usually have put me off, but it didn't. It was charming, in the way you spoke, in the way you moved, the way you conducted yourself, the way your eyebrows fluttered, and the way your eyes crinkled up with every laugh. I felt like a moon in your orbit. You go over to the bar and sing a song off my newly purchased record, and it feels like only you and me in the room at that moment. You noticed. You have a nice voice, you charming bastard. This is some delicious coffee. Maybe I should take some back to Montreal. The caffeine starts to take effect and my heart picks up speed. What if I'd been served by someone else? Would I have written about them? Or is it just you? Your friend comes in and you yell, "Bonsoir, mademoiselle." I chuckle and look at you, you glance at me, then resume your duties. I feel snubbed. Maybe I should order something else. The scabs on my left hand are still throbbing from when I slipped on the wet stairs earlier, but I manage to completely forget about the pain when you lean over the bar to get something, and I check out your perfectly formed behind. Well, that escalated quickly. I take my eyes off you for 1 second and you disappear. Where'd you go? Nothing else to look at now except the Polaroids and Leicas on the shelves. Oh, there you are. Texting on the job, I see. Some ballad starts playing and you're the only person in the room right now. What is this, Diana Ross or Barbara Streisand? You go upstairs and come out with a bag. Oh, you're leaving. That's fine. It's not like I wrote a whole thing about you. I steal one last glance at you as you hurry toward the door. You glance at me, and then you're out of there, and I'll never see you again. I'll leave to Montreal in a couple of days and all this will never have happened.